We are here on KCIW 100.7. This is Amanda Whittemore with the Quality Living Show, with peaceful support, naturally. They go hand in hand. We have this show to invite people in town. Everyone's invited. Sign up. There's a sheet at the KCIW station right here on Chetco Avenue. And we welcome everyone to come in and have a moment to learn about who we are and the gifts that we have and ways that we can reach peaceful support together. And today, we're super lucky. We have Ken Dauberpool back on air with us.
Nice to have, nice to be here again, Amanda.
Right on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We get so excited when people in our community who are fantastic stay and do radical things. So thank you for the work that you do.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you've done quite a number of things. The permaculture workshops at the college.
And at the library.
And at the library. Do you have another one coming up?
Well, I've done fall, kind of a fall resistance workshops at the library also.
Oh, nice.
Now I'm just teaching the Better Bones and Balance class at the Reps Gym.
Oh, how exciting. So Better Bones and Balance.
Nice to be back in the teaching saddle again.
Yeah. Tell us about Better Bones and Balance.
Well, Better Bones and Balance is a trademark name. It was developed at Oregon State University in their kinesiology department. So it's evidence-based movement practice that primarily focuses or targets postmenopausal women to kind of stem the causes of osteoporosis by doing safe weight-bearing exercises. And also in, as the name implies, we're also working on balance and with the hopes of mitigating or reducing the risk of falls, because in older populations, as most people are aware, the statistics are not good if people fall as far as their long-term outcomes.
Would you say that this can be obtained from all ages or anyone, or is it geared mostly towards a certain age, or why?
Well, the program was initially designed for older female adults, but it certainly applies to all ages. And the sooner people become aware of the potential as they age for building strong bones and having good static and dynamic balance, I think there's no time that's too young to start working on those things. So it's a program that I kind of take it beyond what the basic movements are, but essentially there's stepping up, level changes that way. There's squatting, and I should say that everything is scalable. So regardless of a person's fitness or ability or any restrictions they might have, virtually everything can be scaled to each person. So it's an individualized workout in a group setting.
That's pretty fantastic and sounds very supportive.
Yeah. And we try to have fun too.
Yeah.
If we're not having fun, I'm not having fun.
Right, exactly. They say if you ain't laughing, you ain't learning.
Right. So, yeah, we like to have a good time too. But it's really been fun to get back to teaching.
Good. How much time has it been since you have been in the teacher saddle?
A couple of years now. So I've had to dust off a few things in my brain and and pull it all back. But it's amazing. You know, it's kind of like the cliche of riding a bike. Once you've done something like this for as long as I have, it kind of comes back quickly.
Well, when did you start doing these types of activities?
Well, this particular program, I believe, was about 6 years ago, because it's a three-year certification.
Oh, wow.
And this is the second time I've certified. So,
Okay. Yeah,
been doing it for a little while.
Nice.
Yeah.
What really drew you towards this type of activity with Better Bones and Balance?
I was a fitness professional, a strength and conditioning coach at a junior college in Santa Cruz. I've had my own fitness studio. So I've been in the fitness industry for a little over 25 years. And so I've worked at a lot of different levels. And as I've aged, I recognize the need for more specific exercise tailored to older adults.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I ran across this program, I thought, well, these are my people and I need to do what I can to mm-hmm. help support them and encourage them and get them stronger and more confident as they move about.
Absolutely. That's very, I'm grateful. And when are you doing this at Reps Gym?
The class is 10:45 to 11:45, Mondays and Wednesdays.
Monday and Wednesday.
Yes. And people don't need to bring any equipment unless they want to bring their own yoga mat. But there are mats and I supply any of the other tools that we use in class.
Okay. Well, that's fun. What type of tools do you guys use?
Well, we have bands which go above the knee to help, it kind of supercharges the glutes. And a lot of people, because we sit so much, have what I refer to as glute amnesia. their glutes have been asleep for a while. So I have a real passion for this. And it's fundamental to squatting or getting off of a chair, off of a toilet, be able to have that strength. And so using those bands to perform a slow pace squat, for example, kind of supercharges what would normally just be a body weight exercise. And we do some walking with those bands too, which people find quite annoying, but it does hit the target area. Then we use PVC dowels for mobility work with our shoulders and so forth. We've got some hand weights there for those that can, that it's appropriate for them to load. When they're doing stepping up, they might step up onto an aerobic step, which we have there at the gym, and they can set the height at a height that's appropriate for them. I try to get everybody up to two risers, which is the equivalent of 8 inches, which is a normal step by code. So we want to be able to traverse or navigate stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a safe way to start developing the strength. And then we can incorporate balance as they step up, pulling the other leg up and pausing briefly and stepping back down. Mm-hmm. So I like exercises or movements that we're working on several things at one time eventually.
Right.
And sometimes we have to start, obviously, with a more single movement type movement, and then adding layers to it as people are able to do it.
Right.
So we can make it as challenging as they want.
And or as supportive.
Or as supportive. Yeah, we can regress or progress any exercise.
Mm-hmm. And they have to be members to do this course?
Yes.
They do a drop-in?
Yeah, they can drop in, and I'm not sure what the daily drop-in fee is.
Okay.
But they can drop in, but it's I believe, around $40 a month.
Okay.
For the membership, so.
And how many times? Monday and Wednesday, so they go?
Eight times a month. So that's $5 a workout.
Unbelievable.
If we do the quick math, right?
Yeah.
And plus they have access to all the other equipment and so forth in the gym. So it's a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's right here in town.
It is. Don't have to drive too far.
Right. Yeah. A lot of the therapies and different types of real things, you know, we have some here in town, but I hear a lot of people going to Crescent City or to Grants Pass or up to Coos Bay even for some of their activities. That's why we love Reps Gym.
Yeah. Keep it local.
Absolutely. Is there anything that you recommend for them to do before or after care before they come into this to the class or after?
Not specifically. Most of the people that come in are fairly ambulatory. They can move pretty well, but we do use a chair set up for part of it. I set it up as a circuit where I've taught before. Mm-hmm. We've been able to have everybody kind of have their own station, but we just don't have enough chairs and aerobic steps to accommodate that. So we kind of do it in a circuit fashion where we'll have three stations, and we've been averaging probably 12 to 14 people in class. So we kind of divide them into threes, and we roll through those stations, and then we move on to three more stations after we progress through that a couple of times.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Pretty enjoyable. Keeps it moving.
Definitely keeps it moving.
Yeah. So there wouldn't be any necessary precautions like what they eat or drink or anything before?
No, and it's before lunch, so most people, if they've had breakfast, they should be, pretty well digested and actually working up an appetite for lunch.
There you go.
At that point. But if they do have specific needs, requirements, I'll do everything I can to accommodate them.
Nice.
But for the most part, just they can come in and observe if they'd like and get a feel for what we're doing and if they think it's appropriate for them.
Okay.
Or they're inspired by all the other people in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're always welcome.
Nice. We appreciate that. And they also have big, huge windows in case they just want to watch from outside, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They can stand in the hall and watch if they want, if they're afraid to come in. But I promise I won't bite.
All right. Well, listeners, we're talking with Ken Dobropoul, and he is teaching the balance.
Better Bones and Balance.
Better Bones and Balance.
BBB.
BBB at the Reps Gym here in town. Right there off of Benham Lane. And we're super glad to learn more about Ken because he has quite an extensive background with teaching different courses in exercise and fitness.
I've actually started taking the word exercise out because that seems to have somewhat of a negative connotation for some people.
It feels funny.
If they've been sedentary all their life or for whatever reason, they're reluctant or hesitant when you say exercise. So I call it movement practice.
Movement practice. Yeah, everybody could get behind a movement.
Yeah. Yeah, so you move what you can move,
Right, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Move what you can move with better bones and balance.
Correct.
Nice. Good. Where else have you studied other than this kinesiology class at Oregon State, was it that you said?
Well, the certification was through them.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have a website if people are interested. If you go to Oregon State University Extension Service, I know that's a mouthful, but if you go in there and then in the search engine, if you put in Better Bones and Balance, it'll take you and show you the base curriculum. There's actually tutorials online to show like the stepping up, the sit to stand out of a chair, some of the other lunge type movements. So there is video support, and there's also lots of articles on the efficacy of the training as the research has shown for body weight loading type movements and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I should say this too, I mentioned being scalable, but some folks, and there's a lot of people that are in the over 60 range that have had knee replacements, hip replacements, back surgeries. So they're coming in maybe a little compromised. And I can assure them that I have one woman in there that's got two knee replacements and she's just going at it. She does what she can do. So she works within the range of motion that she can handle. So I would encourage people, even if they think that it might be too much for them, to come in and try it or just observe Mm-hmm. And I'd be happy to talk with them and try to make them feel comfortable mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah, see what they're working with, kind of get to know them.
Yeah.
And them get to learn and see what they're getting into before they actually sign up for it.
Yeah.
And that gives them the, the security.
And the confidence to know yeah. that, you know, they're going to be taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really nice. That's very kind. Very, quite a lot of, very peaceful and supportive. And we love that here on the Quality Living Show.
Yes.
How can people get in touch with you other than finding you at Reps Gym?
They can email me at ken@zealcenter. That's ZEALCENTER.com. And that's my personal email. Or they could leave a message for me at the gym with their phone number or contact information, and I'd be happy to call them.
The Reps Gym, I'm sure everybody could Google that or ask Yahoo or what have you. However, I'll go ahead and tell you guys that you could call 541-469-7377 to find Ken and contact him about questions that you may have. You can also email us here at contact@kciw.org. And there's quite a few ways for our listeners to get in touch with Ken and with questions about the state that they're in and their movement abilities or what they're working through so that you feel confident and secure and fully supported to participate with better bones and balance.
Absolutely.
All right. Good. We love all that stuff. How about, are there any workshops coming up that you have or any other things of interest that are musically or any of the other fun things that you do that our listeners would like to hear about?
Well, other than I usually play at open mic on Thursday at Chetco Brewery.
Oh, fun.
Just to keep my social chops, so to speak.
Oh, when is that? Thursday?
Thursday nights, 5 to 7. So it's nice and early.
Okay. That might be why. Yeah, 5 to 7 at the...
It's a hard time for people at work to get off, but most yeah. of the people in the demographic I'm working with are retired or
yeah.
off, so...
Yeah, they don't have a schedule.
they can make that.
Awesome. We love that. And how is the open mic?
Well, you get a chance to play 3 songs, basically. You okay. walk up, and it's not just music. I mean, that's the predominant thing, but an open mic is literally somebody wants to get up and read a poem or, tell a joke. We've had some yeah. comedians or wannabe comedians.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot harder than playing music. I mean,
it is.
It's freaky
to
get up there and, you know, feel like everybody's staring at you, but trying to get a crowd to laugh is, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to try to do that.
Well, instruments are pretty difficult too, though, right? Or is it cellular memory, or how would you?
Yeah, well, plus if you're nervous, you know, that kind of messes things up. So that's one reason I like to play regularly, because I do play at art walks occasionally, and so it's nice to keep that practice in front of people, because if you don't, then you start overthinking it, getting nervous, and mm-hmm. then you don't play as well.
Right. Kind of like with teaching, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's a stage, and as much as, you know, we're there in our element, and it's we're educated, we're experienced, it's every once in a while, it's like, that sensation.
A little brain freeze, or you forget yeah. something, you're going, oh, no.
Yeah, we all do it, that's for sure. And substituting, I find sometimes I'm almost a little bit more comfortable than when teaching. I'm not sure what it is or why, but I don't know if anybody else has that experience, but sometimes I feel more comfortable substituting. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, after I'm going to be substituting, as I told you, for a chair yoga class that Len Hart teaches at the library on Tuesdays and Thursdays And that's kind of out of my normal wheelhouse, as they say. Mm-hmm. Although many of the movements that she does in that class and postural awareness and the cueing that she uses is very similar to mine. So I keep telling myself this is going to go seamlessly.
Absolutely.
But it's different. And so I hope my the students that show up, hopefully they'll be kind and compassionate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's not just the teachers, but it's also the energy from the students that's different with the substitute versus the regular teacher, kind of like with your parents.
Right. Yeah. Well, and especially yoga classes tend to be have a flow to them where you move from one thing to another. And my classes do the same thing, but it's, you know, again, it's you're doing different movements, so you're kind of thinking about how you're going to cue it and trying to communicate, you know, succinctly so that everybody's, you know, keeps moving. We're not having a bunch of breaks and me having to go, okay, let's see, we're going to what now?
Yeah,
now, I've got it all scripted out, so hopefully it'll go smoothly.
Perfect. Perfect. Working with scripts is a talent all in itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure keeps you from getting off track and, you know, forgetting something important. So
absolutely. Keeps it focused.
It's nice to have that in front of me, and then I know where I'm going, and we can hopefully keep the ship going in the right direction.
Completely. Yeah, just like on a map. Follow the lines. Perfect. How about, are there any new or exciting tips or techniques that you would like to say to the listeners?
Well, I guess the main thing is, in general, I would encourage people to find a movement practice that speaks to them, mm-hmm. or at the very least, that supports their activities of daily living. Mm-hmm. So it's just simply a matter of being honest with yourself about what abilities you need to be able to do. For example, getting off of a toilet or off of a chair. These are pretty universal mm-hmm. movements that, if you're able to, need to be worked regularly so that you maintain that. Because the goal is beyond, you know, building bone density and reducing falls. Mm-hmm. The other overarching motivation for a lot of us that are getting older and wanting to be physically active is to remain living independently.
Correct.
And that, you know, most of us as we're young, we don't, you know, that's so far off, we don't think about it. But
right.
as you get older and the off ramp's coming up, or you're starting to lose or, you know, diminished capacity, maybe you've had an injury or joint replacements, it can be very sobering and a little scary to consider that you're not as stable as you used to be and you start worrying about falling. And while you need to respect gravity,
because mm-hmm. it's very true,
it's there, it's always there.
Yep.
There are ways to strengthen ourselves both physically and mentally so that we develop a confidence that we can go for a walk on a trail mm-hmm. and take our time, use hiking sticks if we need to or whatever, but still be able to get out and be active, playing with their grandkids instead of just sitting on the bench watching the kids play, you know, get out and throw a frisbee with them or maybe even chase them around a little bit.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So it really depends on analyzing each individual's needs for what they need to be able to do or want to be able to do. And one of the greatest thrills for me is when I have a student come back to class and say, you know, this is the first time I went out tide pooling and I was able to walk on the rocks, or I haven't been up on a trail hiking and I felt like I could finally do it, and I did it and it felt great. Mm. So Getting people out into nature is, you know, that's another one of my subversive messages that I try to weave in there. You know, gym strength and going into a gym is great. But it's supplemental, you know,
right,
to real movement, you know,
yeah,
hiking around, working in your garden, being able to pick up, you know, a bag of potting soil safely,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, not hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you did mention something about the handrails for the bathroom and things, and you said getting up, going to the bathroom.
Right, on and off of a toilet, for example.
Yeah, and some of us, we just install those handrails and think that that's the solution. And it's like, well, actually, we can go to the gym and we can strengthen ourselves and still have those handrails for support or for in case and we need them. But I'm hearing you, and I feel it's just equally as important to go to the gym if you're getting handrails. It's the sign to get to the gym.
Well, you swerved into one of my pet peeves. You know, yes, it's, you know, it is code in a lot of places. Like if it's a public bathroom, they're going to have handrails. But, you know, a lot of people, maybe it's pride or whatever, they don't want to install them in their homes. Mm-hmm. But you should have them as you get older, just in case you need them.
Yeah.
But the other caveat is, do you have the grip strength to hold yourself?
Exactly. Yep.
So that's another element. We don't get to work on grip strength as much as I would like to in my class, but it's something I encourage people to do. And you can do it as simply as getting one of those little stress balls.
Okay.
And while you're sitting watching TV, you can squeeze that and keep that grip nice and strong. You'll also be able to open your own jars by yourself and some of these other annoying things that, you know, we can lose the ability to do.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly grip strength is highly underrated,
well,
especially with older people.
Well, let's keep it encouraging it.
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful. Well, we are here. Thank you, Ken Dobberpool, so much for your attention today.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's fun learning about all these things, and we're super excited that we have Better Bones and Balance at Reps Gym now at 10:45 Mondays and Thursdays.
Wednesdays.
Mondays and Wednesdays. Pardon me. 10:45 Mondays and Wednesdays.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, KCIW listeners. This is Quality Living.